Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Welcome back to Vibe With Me High Energy. I miss doing this. I really miss doing this. Yes, so what's new here is, well, first of all, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. On this podcast, we talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, changing your habits, thoughts, and beliefs so that you can start doing things differently and so that you can move differently, man. Okay? Now, what's new? What is new on this podcast? So what's new is now I record this on video and you can find it on YouTube at the Guiding Light Guru. So if you're watching this, I'm here, baby. Okay. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and whatever streaming platform you're listening to it on, you can go over to the Guiding Light Guru on YouTube, subscribe. Okay. Subscribe to your girl's channel and you can watch this video as well as listen to this audio. Okay. So today's episode, first I want to talk about some things that, went on in 2021 that led me to the topic of this episode, winning in the new year. Okay. Winning in 2022. And from now on, my episodes will not be seasoned. They will be titled by the episode. So this episode is episode 105. Yes, I know your girl has recorded over 100 episodes on this podcast. But what I want to talk about today, and if I'm looking down in the video, it's because I have notes, all right? If you're new to this podcast, then you know that if I don't have things written down, your girl will get sidetracked just like I am right now. So anyways, what I wanted to talk about, what's going to lead you into winning in the new year, winning in this year, 2022. First of all, 2021, there's always something in 2021 that you should reflect on, look back on, and learn from. Something maybe didn't go your way, something that maybe you feel like you could have done better, okay? And also look back on the lessons that you learned, okay? One of my biggest lessons for 2021 was to let go, and to let go completely. And I didn't actually do that, you know what I'm saying? And so I was forced to do it. It was almost like the universe was like, okay, girl, all right, I told you to let this go, but since you want to play out here in these streets, we gonna make it happen either way it go, okay? So I was forced to let go, not just of people, of things that I had been packing around, carrying around from place to place to place. And a situation happened in my life where I can no longer have those things. So letting go was one of my biggest lessons, I believe, in 2021. And also just learning to live with the bare minimum, okay? That's what I'm doing now. I'm learning to live in simplicity. I don't need all of these things, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's the lesson. You don't need all of these things. You don't need much to get started. You know, I started this podcast in my garage with my phone during a hurricane. Okay. So you don't need much to get started. Now I have backgrounds. Now I have lights. Now I have all of these things, but that's my business. But anyways, you don't need much to get started. As long as you recognize what you have right now and be grateful for what you have right now, you can get started doing anything. Anything you want to do, anything you put your mind to, you can do it. Okay, so let's get into these five key points. I have five key points that I believe will help you win in 2022. I don't want this video to be long because it will take forever to upload, okay? So this is me learning, but I'm just going off what I know when I record videos on YouTube. So I'm learning with the video thing. So my listeners, you guys, you get the edited part of this, but my viewers, you won't get much edits, okay? It's just what it is. But so the 5 key points to help you win in 2022. Number one is knowing where you messed up last year. And it's not necessarily messed up. It's just knowing what you can do differently now, okay? Knowing those things that lacked luster, okay? Things that weren't pretty in your life in 2021, okay? The things that got ugly, okay? Because shit got ugly. That's just what it is, okay? So knowing where you messed up, get your pen, get your paper, get your pencil, those listeners, and write this down. Knowing where you messed up last year, knowing what you can do differently now. That's recognizing where you could have done more or recognizing where you could have tried harder, okay? And also, it's not just that. It's also recognizing when to let go of things, when to let go of what no longer serves you, people who no longer serve what you're trying to do with yourself and your life, and what no longer is just not working for you, okay? And like the story I just gave you about me, myself, and I, okay, there was a lot of things that wasn't working, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, like I said, either I made the decision on my own or I was forced by God, infinite intelligence, universe, source, energy, whatever you want to refer to it as, I was forced to do what I needed to do. And in my heart, honestly, I really wanted to let those things go, but it was the fact that my mind was telling me, my heart was like, let that shit go. My mind, however, was like, you spent all this money on this stuff. Your hard earned money. We finna get everything, you know, but that wasn't the case. It turned out for the best. I look at situations, positively, you know, as possible. I look for the best. I look for the good. That's just who your girl is. And if you listened to this podcast before, then you know what it is. But remember, write it down. Take a picture. All right. Knowing where you messed up last year and knowing what you can do differently now. So that's the question. That's the question for this first part. What can you do differently right now about a situation, about what's going on in your life right now? What can you do differently? Okay, so let's move on into number two. Okay, number two is learning to follow through. All right, is your follow through game strong? All right, your pull out game strong, but is that follow through game strong? I'm just saying, okay. No plan, okay, to follow through. If you don't have a plan to follow through with what you are doing or what you want to do, everything falls to shit. It just does. That's just the way it is. So, no more hitting the snooze button. And if your goal, or if you set a goal, if you set goals, if you set New Year's resolutions for this year, you know, say is wake up early or go to bed early or, you know, work out, you know, the usual, eat a healthier, go to the gym, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Be realistic about those goals, okay? Because are you really gonna do those things? Are you really in the mindset to tell yourself, I am going to work up earlier. I am going to wake up earlier. I am a morning person. That's the type of thing you have to change first. You can't just say, well, I'm gonna start waking up early. It don't work like that. For the people in the back, it does not work like that. You have to change your internal talk first. And then the rest follows, okay? So you have to learn, write it down, to follow through, all right? And sometimes you just got to do it. Make like Nike and do it, fam, okay? So if you don't have a plan to follow through, then nothing happens. Nothing moves. Nothing shakes, okay? Nothing gets done. And be realistic. My stomach is growling. Ah, I hope y'all did not hear that. I ate this morning. What is going on? But no more hitting the snooze button. If you tell yourself, I am a morning person, enough times you're going to believe it. You're going to start becoming a morning person. I have a story somewhere in this podcast or maybe in another podcast where I talk about my morning routine and how I disliked getting up in the morning. I really disliked it until I changed my belief about it. I told myself that I was a morning person. I started saying that every day. I am a morning person. And I started to enjoy and love my mornings because when I woke up in the morning, I started to meditate. I started to exercise. I started to get my energy and blood pumping. So I was ready for every morning. And I still am ready for every morning. Because why? Because I love waking up in the morning. Okay? I thank God every day for waking me up in the morning. Okay? And I love hearing the sound of the birds chirping in the morning and seeing the sun rise. All right? So, learn to follow through with your plans. And first of all, you got to have a plan. But we about to get into that. So, I'm going to take a moment to have a segment where I give you a word to remember. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a what, okay? But I'm going to give you a word to remember and to use, okay? You ready for that word? All right. The word of the day is no. No. Okay? No. I'm not gonna eat those cookies tonight because I'm trying to eat healthier. No, I'm not gonna take you to the store because you can walk and exercise if it's right around the corner. No, start to use the word no. Can I borrow $20? No, if you ain't got it, say no, okay? Even to the things you wanna say yes to, say no. You wanna go out for drinks? No, I'm trying to be a little bit healthier, all right? I'm trying to focus on my health and wellness. No, not today, okay? So learn to use the word no in your vocabulary. Is the word of the day is no, I'm not doing it. No, I can't do it. I can't help you. Because the reason why I say that is because if you're like me and if you're always trying to be that person to be there for somebody and always help, 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 eventually you're going to get taken advantage of. They're going to take that kindness for weakness. And once you start to say no, it's like, excuse me? Did she just tell me no? They're going to act brand new. Just like you acting brand new. Okay? No. 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 All right, let's get into the next segment. Welcome back. We are back. So the third key point that's going to have you winning all 2022, okay, but first let me go back for a second. Let me rewind and go back to learning to follow through. When learning to follow through, I'm going to touch on this just for a little minute, okay? Learning to follow through. When learning that, okay, you have to learn to fine-tune your plans to help you get shit done. Fine tune it. It just need a little tweak, okay? It just need a little something to help you get that shit done, okay? So just imagine if you woke up an hour earlier each day, okay? Say you go to work Monday through Friday, okay? And you decided that I'm a morning person, I'm gonna wake up an hour earlier each day. That's 5 extra hours, okay, that you have now to spend time working on yourself, your business, your goals, your dreams, okay? 5 hours you have to work on your health, your wealth, all right? Think about it that way. So brainstorm ahead of time when you're planning, all right? Get you a planner, a notebook, get you a calendar, get you a whiteboard, get something, okay? And brainstorm ahead of time what you plan to do each day, okay? So that you can more likely stick to what you want to do each day, okay? On a daily basis, all right? So that's what I wanted to say and mention about learning to follow through. So the next key point is to remove all distractions, okay? We all know we not getting nothing done if we watching TV, if we washing clothes, if we looking at our phones, scrolling through social media, and doing all of the things, all right? So remove all distractions. Focus on one thing at a time. We know this. You know, your girl don't believe in multitasking. Multitasking is a joke, okay? Because you're not focused on one thing. You're doing multiple things at once and essentially nothing's really getting done. So focus on one thing at a time. Distractions, what distractions do is they break your state of flow. So let's say you're doing something and you in it, all right? And first of all, let me say this. It takes anywhere from 45 minutes to get into flow. It takes about 45 minutes for you to actually even get in the flow. So imagine spending 45 minutes drawing. And then as soon as your phone dings, you're out of flow. Because now you're wondering what that notification is. You click on it. You're looking at it. You see a dog video. You see something funny. Now you keep watching more reels on Instagram. And you done lost another 30 minutes. Just that easily. So remove all distractions because it's going to take you another 45 minutes to get in the state of flow again. And if you don't know what the state of flow is, I think I've talked about this before, but the state of flow or being in flow is when you're doing something that you enjoy doing, that you love doing, and you just lose track of time. And you can be there for hours, okay? It is a beautiful feeling. It really is. The other thing I want to say is you need to set time aside to complete tasks, like things that you know you need to get done, like washing those clothes, washing those dishes, cleaning your house. You need to do that at another time and not when you're trying to focus on your projects or whatever it is that you're doing. You don't want to be thinking about those things while you're trying to focus on doing this one specific task, okay? So put your phones on do not disturb. Turn off the notifications. Put the phone on mute. Put the phone on airplane mode. It's just for a few hours, okay? I think you can allow yourself a few hours to do what you want to do in your life for yourself. I think so, all right? For the people in the back, you can handle that. But turn off the notifications, put your phone on, do not disturb, and take care of any tasks, like I just said, for the people in the back, that have to be done. And one of the things that I want you to do is, and this is very important, it kind of shifts your mindset and way of thinking about things. Instead of saying, I have to wash the clothes. I have to feed my kids. I have to do this. I have to do that. Change have into get. I get to. Because now it's like, I get to do these things and I'm excited about doing these things because a lot of people don't get to drink clean water. A lot of people don't get to wake up in the morning. A lot of people don't get to get in a car and go down the street, okay? Some people out here walking, okay? So change the vocabulary. I get to go to the store and buy groceries. A lot of people don't get to do that. Instead of I have to, I get to, okay? That's another thing you can change in your mind, okay? So that one is what? Remove all distractions. Remove all of the things that you have to do. Set it aside for another time or do it before you get started, okay? And one of the things that I learned, okay, so last year I finished reading Limitless by Jim Quick. You know I rave about Jim Quick on this podcast. He is a brain coach. And he teaches you how to learn things faster. You can find him on Instagram. You can find his podcast. It's out there. Okay. One thing that I learned about learning faster and from being limitless. Okay. One of the things is that when you're doing your task, or I don't know why I keep saying task, but when you're trying to make something happen, okay? When you're trying to make something shake and you want to be in that state, let's say you're a creator, a content creator, and you're writing. When you're writing, you don't want to be in a state of mind that's, oh man, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that, you know, or in an angry state of mind. You want to be in a state of mind that's calm, peaceful. So also, one of the things you can do is to remove all distractions. You can listen to music. I've heard that classical music is one of those up-tempo beat musics that helps your body and mind get into that learning state or that calming natural state, okay? But just listen to music and be in a state where you feel good, okay? That's the most thing. You feel good about what it is you're going into, okay? And I learned a lot about Limitless. If you want to hear more about that, you comment down below under this video and also go ahead and hit the like button for your girl. So the next thing I want to do is go into the next one, and that is get you a planner, okay? I just said that, but how you gonna plan something and you ain't got no planner? You ain't got nothing to look at. And do not, do you hear me? I sound like somebody mama right now. Do not put it on your phone, okay? Get you something that you can actually write on yourself, okay? Get you a calendar. Get you a whiteboard, because that's what I have over there, okay? And write it down, okay? That way you know exactly what you plan to do this specific way for the people in the back. When you write things down, it kind of elevates it, you know? And in that planner, I want you to write down whatever it is, okay? Your to-do list, and then enter time for yourself. This is one of the Jim Quick tips, is to enter time for yourself, to invest in yourself somewhere in that day. Or that week, if you got a weekly planner, a daily planner, enter time, I'm going to say it again, to invest in yourself, okay? But what this planner is going to do is going to help you, okay? Help you create better habits. We all need better habits, okay? It's going to give you structure. It's going to let you know, hey, you said, this is what you wrote down. You said you're going to do this day. That means this needs to be done this day. Don't put it off, because if you keep putting it off, nothing's going to shake. It ain't going to get done. That's where your follow through comes in. You got to follow through with what you planned on doing, okay? So get you a planner. And so the final key point to help you win in 2022, all right, We out here winning in these streets. Is to focus on the systems versus the goals, okay? So I am currently reading Atomic Habits because I want to work on my own habits, okay? I want to work on my own self, okay? I'm always working on myself. So Atomic Habits is a book written by James Clear, okay? You can find it on Amazon. But he talks about making a 1% change in your habits each day. 1%, just a small, incremental, infinitesimal amount of change each day. So the small action you take each day eventually gets you into these habits. These habits build up because you're doing it every day. You're following through. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. Okay. And eventually these little actions become these big results. Okay. Because let's say for me, so if I stick with it, okay, it's about that consistency. If I stick with recording, eventually your girl hopes that this podcast grows to something unimaginable. And so that's what basically focusing on the system. So what are systems? Why are you telling me to not worry about my goals, but worry about these systems? Okay, first of all, I want you to have a goal. You have to have a goal. So what's the goal? For instance, the goal is for me to get monetized on YouTube, okay? We'll use myself as an example. To get monetized on this here platform. So the systems I put in place to get monetized, the systems would be me consistently making videos, me consistently putting out content, me watching the analytics of it and seeing what people like and doing more of the things what people like. Me just showing up here all the time, no matter how it may go, you know, and not focusing on, oh man, I got a subscriber today. I got a subscriber today. I got a view today. I got 2 likes today. Not focusing on that, but more so the system is focusing on just being consistent in doing the things that's going to get me those things. Okay. And then eventually I will have those things. Okay. Again, another reference would be every football coach. Okay. Every football coach, what's their goal? To win a championship, right? So in order to win a championship, they have to put in these systems in place. They want to pick the right players. They want to pick the right assistant coach. They want to make sure that they're practicing the right plays, that everyone is showing up to practice. And they want to make sure that everything that they're doing, the systems that they're putting in place, is going to get them to that championship. Okay. So those are the systems, and that's where you want to aim your focus. Okay. On the systems and not so much the outcome of the goal. Okay. So I'm going to run through these 5 key points so that you can start winning in 2022, fam. Okay. Number 1, knowing where you messed up and knowing what you can do differently now. Number 2, learning to follow through. Is your follow through game strong? Number 3, removing all of the distractions that keeps you from following through. That's the TV, that's the phone, that's the thoughts you've been having in your head about why you can't do this because you need to do something else. All of that. Remove it. Number 4 is get a planner. All right. If you ain't got no plans, ain't nothing shaking. Okay. And number 5 is focus on the system versus the goal. Focus on what you're doing, what you're implementing, and what you're trying to improve versus the outcome that you're trying to reach. Okay. So that's what I got for this episode today. I also want to throw in an inspirational quote that I would like for you to remember. And that quote is from the book Atomic Habits, and it's paraphrased. Okay. It was something that I read and I liked it and I paraphrased it. Okay. So he said, fall in love with the process instead of the product. Fall in love with the process instead of the product. So fall in love with what you're doing versus what you expect to happen. All right. So I thank you for listening to this podcast. I thank you for being here. I love you. Okay. I want you to win in 2022. I want you to change your mindset, change your beliefs, change your thoughts, change your habits, do something different, do something you love, try new things. All of that is what I want for you. But you got to want it for yourself. I thank you for listening to this podcast. It's Friday. It's high day. And I'm here to raise levels of consciousness, change habits, thoughts, and beliefs. Tap into your imagination so that you can be more creative and get you thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. I am Little Miss Know-It-All who knows nothing at all. And remember to remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards. They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big. Okay, so you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles to help you attract more abundance in your life. So check that out. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.